Hello, friends and comrades. I'm broadcaster W. Coleman, and you're tuned in to Tech Talk with 89.X1 Independent Radio. This day's segment, Surveillance Capitalism. Some brief background. On Earth 1, around pre-standard time 1998, a company called Goggle was incorporated. Listeners may be surprised to learn that they are already familiar with this corporation in its modern iteration as part of the Universal's conglomerate. Goggle had a rather brilliant service that allowed users to better navigate information on the World Wide Web. Think of it as the archaic cousin of the subspace network and access streams. But there was a problem. Goggle's product was valuable in that it had value for its users. It fulfilled a need, but it wasn't profitable, which, under capitalism, meant that it was without value. Until the innovative thinkers at the Goggle company solved this profit problem. They decided to employ the technology that they had already been using to improve their user experience, predictive analytics, data extraction and analysis, and take the data that they formerly categorized as collateral, patterns, phrasing, spelling, clicks, dwell time, etc., and make that the profit. This shift solved the profit problem, and it worked to make their search engine product more intuitive and effective. Wins all around. Truly, it is underrated what an elegant solution this was. Goggle was a free service, so the users weren't the customers. There was no exchange of currency. The users also couldn't be considered the workers. Again, no exchange of currency. And they didn't operate the means of production. Goggle did have real employees that performed tasks, were aware of their contributions, and received capital in exchange. So, what were the users in this new system? Well, only one option is left, really. The users were the product. Thus, surveillance capitalism was born. On a personal level, I could chat about the growth of the Goggle model for hours. Behavioral surplus, individualized marketing, 10 employees exploding into an empire, really. It's a capitalist work of art. However, in yesterday's segment review, the rest of the 89.X1 team agreed, unanimously, actually, that I should eliminate some elements of my analysis in favor of a more comprehensive and listener-friendly report. So, let's push forward. Goggle and other subsequent corporations following the Goggle model grew far beyond their initial service. Ancient analyst Shoshana Zuboff writes, "If Goggle is a search company, why is it investing in smart home devices, wearables, and self-driving cars?" Keep in mind, listener, these were all considered to be novel technologies at the time of Zuboff's publication. This diversity sometimes confounds observers, but is generally applauded as a visionary investment. Far out bets on the future. In fact, activities that appear to be varied and even scattershot across a random selection of industries and projects are actually all just the same activity guided by the same aim, behavioral surplus capture. Each is a slightly different configuration of hardware, software, algorithms, sensors, and connectivity designed to mimic a car, a shirt, a cell phone. Note, I was unable to identify the origins of that term. A book, a video, robot, chip, drone, camera, cornea, tree, television, watch, nanobot, intestinal flora, or any online service. But they all share the same purpose, behavioral surplus capture. Point of personal privilege, listener, I am a big fan of Zuboff's writing. However, my fellow broadcasters have advised me that this segment might inspire listeners to feel a touch of nihilism, as it is a 100-cycles-old document addressing the dangers of technology that, well, has entirely come to pass. And these technologies and corporations, the ones that aren't altogether obsolete, are so much a part of the fabric of our lives that they're entirely inextricable from modern society. And that sheer weight of the mess we've gotten ourselves into combined with ancestral warnings and our own relative inability to do anything about it, might lead to a general sense of despondency. I think their arguments are valid, listener. But, I argued back, do the problems we face vanish if we ignore them? Or do they flourish through our indifference? I think we all know it's the latter. Yes, these problems seem insurmountable, but leaving them to fester unacknowledged and untreated is exactly how we found ourselves here in the first place. Ultimately, and also unanimously, the team agreed. Attached to this broadcast, you'll find more details on how to access Zuboff's work, but please note that they are classified as a dangerous propagandist, and doing so is highly illegal. We'll have related tech talks in the future, but some homework, if you will. Start considering the systems that you interact with that apply the surveillance capitalism framework. Remember, you are the product. I'll leave you with this quote. Any future vision which can encompass all of us, by definition, must be complex and expanding, not easy to achieve. Audre Lorde.
Satisfying, got the pleasure. A coffee break makes the moment like fresh aroma.
Friendly flavor.
Make it coffee, make it often, make it right.
To brighten any moment.
Make it coffee.
To enjoy that fresh aroma.
Make it often.
Make it up fresh each time in a clean container. And for full flavor,
make it right.
And here's how. For each cup of fresh drawn water, use one approved measure of your favorite coffee. That's all, one approved measure per cup.
Satisfying cups of pleasure.
A coffee break makes the moment bright, fresh aroma.
Friendly flavor.
Make it coffee.
Make it often.
Greetings, everyone. I'm broadcaster SSS Cisneros, and you turn into 89.X1 Independent Radio. This day, we have something special for you. We were able to access our listener message stream, and you really didn't disappoint. We're in the process of going through everything you've sent in, and are so very grateful to you. At the top of the pile was communication from artist Edgar Ricaud. Listeners will remember that broadcaster Jay June recently put out a call for folks in the rebel audio business, and it seems the challenge has been accepted. Ricaud is an artist engaging in the highly illegal and breathtaking reimagining of Napolitan classics and traditional mariachi music. As a classically trained opera singer with cultural mariachi roots, Ricaud wanted to open a dialogue between musical traditions. However, due to the restrictions on the pre-standard time visual and audio art, altering any works without CFAS certification is very much a crime. We're better to broadcast criminal music than a criminal radio station. Edgar Ricaud's Parlami de Amore Mario.
Bella, più bella stasera, Mario. Splende un sorriso di stella negli occhi tuoi blu. Anche se avverso il destino domani sarà. Ti sono vicino perché sospirar non pensar. Parlami d'amore, Mario. Tutta la mia vita sei tu. Gli occhi tuoi belli brillano. Milano. Dimmi che illusione non è, dimmi che sei tutta per me.
After receiving Ricaud's message this morning, we were able to track him down to ask him a few questions. Hola, Edgar.
Muchas gracias por darme este espacio y por tenerme aquí. Voy a platicar un poquito del proyecto, por qué es importante para mí. Con esto busco brindar alegría, amor y esperanza a todo el mundo que tanto lo necesita. Compartiendo estos dos géneros que tanto me gustan, busco dar un bálsamo para el alma.
¿Por qué es un proyecto como este importante?
Dicen que los tiempos difíciles son buenos para crear. Y lo que busco es unir dos géneros como la música napolitana y de mariachi, creando una unión y rompiendo barreras dentro de los géneros musicales.
Here's to breaking barriers. Thank you, Edgar, and thank you, listeners. You've been listening to 89.X1 Independent Radio. Until next time, hasta la próxima.
Friends and comrades, thank you for listening to this episode of Dispatch from the Desert Planet. It was co-written by myself and Angela Barraza. Angela also voiced broadcaster Esther Cisneros. The terrifying world of surveillance capitalism was presented by Leanne Thacker as broadcaster W. Coleman, cover art by Jeremy Serrano, and theme music by Sunblood Stories. This episode included a guest appearance from Edgar Ricaud and an exclusive first look at his new album. The album will launch later this year, so stay tuned for updates and check the show notes for more from Edgar and the rest of the cast. Thank you to everyone who has contributed to the Dispatch from the Desert Planet community, particularly our sustaining monthly supporters who make it possible for us to highlight and pay independent artists. Find links to support Dispatch from the Desert Planet in the show notes. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and stay tuned.